Do you place a higher priority on keeping taxes low or on improving city services? We begin with Mr. Knotts.
I don't know what city services really need to be improved. We do need to work on many issues, being, as we've said, the infrastructure, the streets, the sidewalks, bringing businesses into town. But to improve, I don't know what else we can do to improve the services. I do think the town has, has many positives, and we ought to work on trying to improve on those positives. But to say we need to add services, I don't know of any services that would need to be added at this time. I just think that we have to continue on with what we have and try and keep within the budget.
Mr. Lane.
The city services, I'm not too sure how we can improve them and get them. I think they're pretty good, almost 100%, in my opinion, because I had to use them a couple of different times, and they were always good to me. But the other part is that we're going to have to just do the improvement part on the city itself and go from that there. But the city services, they're fine.
Mr. Left.
Priority is lowering our taxes. We have to. We're going to tax ourselves out of here if we don't do something. Just to give you an example. When I went to these budget meetings the last couple weeks, we have $11 million just in 2015 going out in contractual services. That's kind of like, and during these budget meetings, I haven't heard anybody ask the question how often we go back and research these contracts that we have out. It's kind of like being at home and your cable bill is $120 a month and you just keep paying it because it comes in the mailbox, so I just pay it because I'm supposed to. Instead of getting on the phone and calling another service and seeing what you can work out there. During those budget meetings, that really stood out to me, folks, with these contractual services. And if I get in here, you're going to hear that a lot about these. I think it's very important. $11 million is a lot of money. And that's just where we're at right now. It's not even end of year yet.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Richardson.
I think this next council, it's going to be all about finances, budgeting. I think that's a huge thing that's coming up. I think we have to look at those deep, maybe hard cuts that are coming down the road. I think we have to look and meet with department heads and see, are there areas where we can cut it? If you followed anything that's going on in the paper, the governor wants to cut about 50% of what cities and counties get from the state sales tax. In Pekin, that's going to be over $1 million loss in this next fiscal year. That's going to be huge to the city. Again, we have to come together and see what are we going to do. Is that going to mean loss of jobs? Is it going to be cutting services? One of the things that I think we have to look at is not placing any more financial hardships or any more financial burdens on our taxpayers. I think, like a lot of people say, we have taxed and feed and charged people enough, and we really have to get serious about what are we going to do going forward.
Mr. Schmidko.
Any service can be more efficient. There is waste in every department. It's up to that department to clean it up with what they have, with the budget they're brought, with the money they raise. Moving forward, though, there will be a new taxable good. It's on the horizon in Illinois. And Pekin can either tackle it and confront it and do something good for the people about it, or they can continue fighting it. That's been the norm around here. They don't embrace the change. They don't see the possible brand new tax revenues coming from it. I think that's going to help out budgeting or reallocating some of the funds to these different services. So a few different ideas in that department.
Mr. Abel.
I think our city services are at the top of where they should be right now. We know we have a top-notch police and fire department. It's going to come down to infrastructure and how to pay for it and improve it. Streets, sidewalks, beside Court Street. That's going to be as Mr. Richardson said, that's going to be the name of the game in the next council is finances and how to pay for it and without more fees and taxes and just improve. And because the streets, the more we let it go, the more it's going to cost. It's got to be taken care of sooner than later.
Mr. Bramham.
Okay. I would like to remind everybody, April the 13th is going to be the annual budget meeting here at the City Council. I would like to see everybody come out and ask these questions to the council and to the mayor. and to the figureheads. Can we cut our budget? Can we cut the taxes on the people? This is questions we all need to ask. Not just me, not just you. We need to do it as a group. The money that is being wasted in this town could show that we could get a lower taxes and we could improve things. But as long as there's wasteful spending, we will not get anything done. So I say it's up to us to ask this council to overlook this annual budget and get rid of the waste. Thank you.
Mr. Dennis.
I think the city of Pekin has an obligation to the taxpayers to make sure that any revenues that are received as far as from taxes and other fees, that they live within the means throughout the fiscal year. Just because things run awry in the middle of the year doesn't give the city really a right to raise taxes just because they didn't meet their obligations and they didn't meet their fiscal responsibilities, they didn't live within their means. So I think that the city, if they're given a certain amount of money through revenue on taxes, per capita, whatever that may be, that the city maintains their operations within the guidelines for that fiscal year. It's not right to sit there and give burden to the taxpayers because of a municipality that can't live within their means. We live in bad economic times, so we need to trim things up a little bit. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Juckums.
I think one of the most important parts of being a council member is being a good steward of the resources that the city of Pekin provides to its city. When I think about the city of Pekin, we have great services. We're one of the few communities that does door-to-door recycling. We have great police and we have great fire. But with door-to-door recycling, I've worked in conservation. I love conservation. So I have a high respect for recycling and reducing and reusing products. But why are we operating at a cost, a second street recycling center, that we are having to pay somebody to pick up our recycling materials when we don't have to pay really outside for the, we actually can make money actually off the curbside pickup? It doesn't make any sense to me. Little things add up in a budget, and little bitty costs like that, that can be cut. If you can ask department heads to go back and say, we need this much removed. That is how we need to be operating, because that's how we operate a household income. And that's what's important to the city of Pekin right now. It's not about raising fees to help pay for what we can't levy in taxes, but it's making sure we live within those means.
Mr. Keiser.
I'm not so sure that all city services are at risk by keeping tax low. Mr. Left pointed out an area in the budget where there may be some significant ways we could cut, and then Mr. Jukums just mentioned another. There's a third one. I'll have you think about this. Have any of you ever flown out of the Pekin Airport? Okay, then you're in a different tax bracket than me, because I don't have a plane, and I don't understand why we're spending the money for the Pekin Airport. I got to be honest with you. And I think it's another example of some areas we need to look very closely before we start cutting services to actual citizens, because most people have never flown a plane out of the Pekin Airport.